Like clockwork, Joe Warwick's father would take her to the local Remembrance Day ceremony each year. Growing up in Birmingham, UK, in the years following the Second World War, she learned firsthand about the sacrifices that were made by neighbors and family. Same for her husband, Tony. Combined, they lost 9 relatives who served during the war. "Every year, from the time I was a little girl, we'd go to the cenotaph there," Joe said, walking with a cane and wearing a toque and mittens with poppies etched into the fabric. "It means a lot to me to represent a lot of the family that died." Tony's dad was responsible for inspecting houses that had been bombed during Nazi Germany's failed invasion of the British Isles, to see whether they could be occupied again. The couple met at a bowling alley and they've been married for 58 years. They moved to Canada in the mid-1970s so Tony could work in the automotive industry, but settled most recently in Alcona more than a decade ago. A wreath is laid outside Innisfil Town Hall. Chris Simon, Innisfil Today. They've kept up their traditions across the pond. Joe was one of the first people to lay a poppy at the cenotaph at Innisfil Town Hall November 10, as part of the municipality's annual Remembrance Week service. "Since we've lived in Innisfil, we've always come here for the service," she said. About 100 people, including local dignitaries, town staff and residents, participated in the service. "This is such an important day to remember those who lost their lives defending our freedom and those still actively serving to uphold it," Mayor Lynn Dolan said. "We are all able to stand here today because of them. We can never forget or take for granted their selfless acts of bravery, courage and resilience in the face of much adversity. Remembrance Day, for me, is a time to truly reflect, to mourn losses, and to hope for a world without war and conflict. I know we all want that. We can never fully repay the debt we owe to those who gave their lives for ours. But what we can do is pause, stand united together and remember them." The town holds its ceremony on the day prior to November 11 to avoid conflict with the annual service that takes place at Royal Canadian Legion Branch 547 in Lefroy and Belle-Ewart, she said. The Legion is at 1017 Robinson Street and the service there is scheduled to start Saturday at 11 a.m. For more information on the branch, email rcl547secretary@gmail.com or visit legion547.ca.